Katie O'Regan of Lancaster County says she and her friends are getting bombarded with ballot applications and other official-looking election mail from non-official groups. The 35-year-old architect looked into who's sending them and found that while many are doling out legitimate ballot applications, others are confusing some of her neighbors with misleading mail.
I've seen a lot of tricky mail come through that's actually election propaganda, but looks very legitimate, and then, you know, you look at the details and you find out it's not.
One piece she got is from Voter Participation Center. Its president, Tom Lopatch, says the nonprofit focuses on sending ballot applications to people of color, unmarried women, and young people.
We know that these three groups together comprise 62% of the voting eligible population around the country, yet are only registered and turn out at about 52%.
This group's applications are legitimate, but according to the Pennsylvania Department of State, the best way to apply for a ballot is still the agency's website. Spokeswoman Wanda Murren says outside groups like the Voter Participation Center are allowed to send out their own applications, but it just creates more work to process mail-in ballots. She urges anyone who is not sure whether they succeeded in applying for a mail-in ballot to check their status at votespa.com. In Harrisburg, I'm Brett Schultes.